It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein of the Republican American.
Good morning.
Good morning, or hello, or afternoon, or who used to say that? Good morning, good day, good evening. Somebody, I'll figure it out.
Paul Harvey?
Could well be. Mm. He's the one who did the devil, right?
Mm.
He's the one who did.
Yeah.
What was his tagline?
People should have a listen to that one. That's really, if I were the devil, it's pretty fascinating. Mm,
okay, yeah, I can't remember off the top of my head now. Paul Harvey's.
Well, I'm that's everybody who went. Mike's right or not, you know, but everybody who mentioned Paul Harvey, I'm just going to say, all right, your assignment. Watch his bit. If I were the devil.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Let's
so,
get local again.
All right. Well, we could, but who's talking? All right, Ruth.
Okay. Well, we had an interesting tour this past Friday on main streets, both in Sharon and Salisbury. Town officials were met with Rista Milanka of COG and Carl Rosa of the Main Street Project Center. Both towns are looking all towns are looking at how to enhance their main streets. So COG and Main Street Center has this program where they will go out and help towns assess how the they can, increase the viability of those streets because, as you know, in small towns, main streets are key to so many things.
Well, they used to be. It's a high street, but there was a whole program. There was worldwide, essentially, and, getting things delivered and shopping online has had a lot to do with it. But, it used to be, here's how I'm going to put it. I mean, it used to be a gathering place, hence the green. My brother and my Californian brother and his wife and his New York kids were up, and they wanted to walk the dog. And my sister-in-law said, "Oh, well, there's some grass over there." And I said, "That's the green."
Yeah.
She said, "Huh?" And I said, "You know, town green, anybody?" And they didn't, and that's fine. But I was reminded once again that the sense of gathering, the sense of the very basics of community gathering, have just essentially, they've just been kicked out of the Django game.
In many cities and towns. But here, I think in the northwest corner, main streets still are the focal point. Well, certainly in Sharon with the green.
Certainly.
And the commercial establishments in Salisbury. And so the selectmen and other interested parties toured, walked around both Sharon and Salisbury with these two folks, and they were asked a bunch of questions, it was determined that these streets are what attracts people to town, both tourists and residents. Good for economic viability, good for just a whole slew of things, walkability. And so both towns had this nice walk with them, and now they will put out reports with their findings and how the townspeople can enhance their
site. Are these professional planners, do you know?
I would say they're both professional planners. Certainly the COG woman, she's head of community and economic development, and Mr. Rosa has been with Main Street for years and talked about all his experiences. So I would call them, I don't know, Mike, if licensed or not, but they are certainly working in the planning area.
Yeah.
And so they will get these reports, and as they said, this service is open to all the towns and COGs, so they're hoping others will take advantage of it. But it was an interesting walk. We walked in Sharon, along the green, and then, of course, down West Main Street, talked about the commercial establishments there and the vacancies and what could go in there. And then they walked to the shopping center and talked about, the need for connectivity between those two sites, Main Street downtown and the shopping center. They did the same in Lakeville and Salisbury, is talking about the connectivity between the two villages. I mean, all these things that you, you know, take for granted. So it'll be interesting to follow up and see their reports when they get done, and I assume other towns will take advantage of it. Spent the all day Saturday up in Canaan at Railroad Days. Man, was it hopping. There were tons of things going on, as you well know. This North Canaan Events Committee is newly formed, and they really did a bang-up job of getting all sorts of activities together. Saturday was really the culminating day. They had the boot drop with, you know, the firemen seeking money at the four intersection at 7 and 44. There was an interesting display up at GasPro. And now, I had never even realized that GasPro existed. They do all kinds of, they sell all kinds of gas, like propane and set and all the things you need for helium, all kinds of things that you wouldn't think about. And they do this
rail cutting. Yeah.
So they have a piece of a rail, and you timed to take in to cut a piece off, and whoever does it the shortest time wins this beautiful torch that they use in the process. And the man, I think his name Brandon something, was the winner this year, and he beat his own time with 34 seconds. But the sparks coming, it's pretty. The picture of watching these the activity is pretty impressive, with the sparks flying, and it has the piece has to drop into a barrel, and it's that person wins.
Red hot too when it drops.
Oh,
isn't
man!
It?
Oh, brother!
Grab it anyway.
Now, were you there later in the day for the torrential downpour?
I was.
I was going to ask, how did that work?
How did that work for you, Ruth? My shoes are still wet from,
We did one, once we did a live at Lime Rock. That's the only other time that that I have seen sheets of rain like that. And, of course, people were leaving, and that was about 11, 12 years ago. But you couldn't. Driving from Sharon to Falls Village at 4:02 or 4:03, you could not see anything.
Yeah,
it was interesting. One of the people posted on Facebook as people are going, "Is the parade going to happen or not?" Mm-hmm. And one person said, "Well, it wouldn't be the Canaan Parade if we didn't have a downpour just in front of it."
Like, I'll never forget Marshall sitting up on that review stand. We always
it's the lightning.
Looking off to the. Is it going to rain? Are we going to make it? Are we going to be okay? But they also, this year, had a fly-in at the airport, which was really neat. You could come in. The 42 planes came in and out throughout the day, and these little, you know, Cub planes and some old World War II planes. And you could walk into the hot air balloon that was blown up. That was a neat event. They also had, of course, the carnival, and that's when the rain, that's when I got the rain and got soaked. Of course, the St. Joseph's fabulous chicken barbecue, where they cooked 380 pieces of chicken and sold out, I'm sure. And then, of course, the parade and the fireworks and the drone show. This year, apropos of railroad days, they had some trains out in the field out back of the train station, and really an old caboose that was you could tour, which was fun, and then a three-car scenic, it's the Daniel Webster, the Roger Williams was an old train from back in the, an experimental train back in the 60s that was to be a fast train between Boston and New York, and it flunked, didn't work. It was supposed to be an experiment to get people there quickly and fast. It is now part of the Berkshire Scenic Railroad Museum, and you can take rides in it up there. And it was on loan to Housatonic this Saturday, and a beautifully done, restored train, and people were walking through. You could sit at the cab. It was good to see train stuff because it's railroad days, and in some years there's been nothing related to trains. So this was interesting.
Well, yeah, and there's always still a possibility maybe someday the passenger train might come back to North Canaan.
There's always that possibility.
We've been talking about it for a long time.
And then there's always, don't forget, if you happen to be driving from my house to the station or down River Road, the people who live there and the housing is going to that train. It's a freight train, but you see it every day.
It's interesting, the people who love it and those who would rather not have it.
But it's there. I totally agree. And then we have a running joke also in this household because very few people know that Lime Rock Station was a thing.
Mm.
Right? Not just the name of a road.
Mm-hmm. Well, there were stations in every town.
Exactly.
Orville had its own station.
I've got all the kids calling it Station Road. Where are you? I'm on Station Road. Do you know that there was really a station?
And now the drone show and the fireworks. Now, the drone show was a group out of Texas.
Oh, really?
Who got a golden buzzer on America's Got Talent this year.
Oh.
In the presentation they gave at America's Got Talent, they used 1,000 units, but they only brought 100 for Saturday night's presentation. But what was interesting was that normally their audience is in front of them. In this case, you had audience in 360 degrees, potentially.
Oh.
So the workup for that was that each thing that came together, they had a fire truck with the moving wheels, and then they would rotate it around so that everyone would get that view before they went on to the next item.
Mm.
And it was really quite cool. They had it set up that you could log in and hear the music that went with it on your phones. Unfortunately, the timing didn't quite work out, but, you know, there's next year.
Yeah.
But it was an interesting add-on, and, of course, right after that, boom, bang, boom, we got the fireworks.
So you were there.
Yeah, we were there. We never missed those
fireworks.
Good.
Strictly for that. I didn't go to the rain part because, you know, I didn't feel like getting wet.
Yeah, it did come down.
I stayed home and watched the radar.
Yeah. Well, good for you.
Yeah, no, we never miss those fireworks, and I hope they keep the drone show as part of this.
Oh, I'm sure they would if it was a success, and people love that. Yeah. So it was, I was exhausted at the end of the day, but it was well worth the trip, and spending time there, and good for Canaan.
And it was the 60th anniversary, yes?
Yes, it was.
Yes, 60th anniversary, yeah.
Yeah.
Across the street from your radio station is a beautiful exhibit at the Sharon Historical Society on Weathersfield. It is about Evelyn Poehler, who was one of the prominent and one of very few women landscape architects. And she had a connection. She lived in Sharon, and she had a connection to Mr. Stillman, who built a fabulous house and garden just across the line in Nemea. And the story of how they worked together and what has been accomplished is quite an interesting exhibit. People are now can get tickets to go and see the garden. They're having a cocktail party, the Historical Society at the garden on August 3rd, and so it certainly the exhibit whets your appetite to want to see this magnificent showplace. So that's August 3rd, Sharon Historical Society, and the exhibit that goes on there. They're open Wednesdays through Saturdays at the museum there.
And is that also going to be in conjunction because it is proximate to, but the book signing that will be taking place that weekend?
I don't think it has anything. Yeah, one.
Maybe they'll be open.
Yeah, could be. Yeah, okay. And the book signing is coming up. That's always.
That's a library thing.
That's the library next door. Yeah.
Not so far away.
No.
No.
Close.
Plenty of parking in downtown Sharon.
Just a reminder to there's a primary coming up on August 13th, the Republican primary. There are two people vying for to run against Chris Murphy for the Senate seat. So there's early voting, and people should, if they're interested, check with their town halls to see the hours. And as I say, and the primary is on August 13th.
And these are party only.
Party only.
If you're a registered Republican, you're fine. If you're not, you can't vote that day.
But I have a question. What's the early voting story?
You vote early.
Start. Let's not forget.
Then there's the late vote.
Huey
no,
Long.
Just kidding.
Vote early, vote often.
Right.
But my question still is, early voting, when does that start?
You'd have to, there are several days.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking Mike.
You'd have to, as I say, check with your town clerks and they can help you.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of days and hours and they all, there's fluctuations, so.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
Yeah. And, of course, you can vote that day. And
that's right. You can go on Election Day.
Right. And Mike, remind me, it's Mr. Who were the two who are running? Corey and Jerry. Oh, boy, my brain is. Anyway, there are two guys running.
Yeah, so no. You did the same thing, and my brain's flipped into neutral as well.
Yeah.
Well, it's good we know that it's the 13th.
It's the 13th.
And that you can vote before.
Right.
Okay, given everything that's going on in our world, local and wider, it's a perfect time. All right,
we'll get there. My brain is not in focus either, Mike. Okay, coming up this week tonight we have Board of Selectmen in Sharon, 5:30. Might be an interesting meeting, so tune in. Thursday, there's the Bat Talk, Salisbury Association. You know, you go for a walk between the library and Academy Street and find look at all the bats that are coming out of the attic there. If you like bats, that's for you.
Belfry.
Bats
mean rebirth, just by the way, just separately. Anything on the Sharon meeting that makes it particularly interesting, or just?
They may be talking about the solar project. You know, there's some issues with that. They voted to put this solar bank into the
by the school.
The school, and they've run into some roadblocks, and so I think that's going to be a discussion that's on the agenda. So
nothing is gone. Did somebody file an action in court, or do we know?
I
think it was one of the, and I don't quote me on this and whatever. Anybody's welcome to check. But I think it was one of those things that they started doing what they thought they were doing, and it was like, uh-oh. This wasn't part of the.
Yeah, there's some
complication there.
Complication there. But we will find out. We'll let you know.
And I will think of my favorite Steve Forbert song, Complications. Okay.
Yeah. And looking ahead, well, Saturday is the Jane Lloyd Clambake up at Satra Hill. Always a huge success, a great cause for helps people with the cancer victims with their
expenses,
everyday expenses.
It was started because of Jane, and
it's
hugely helpful because what nobody thought about, because what the problem is, what the issue is you've still got your everyday expenses. You're busy fighting for your life, essentially, and you still got your everyday expenses. And what?
Yeah.
You know,
they have raised
a wonderful, wonderful
organization that I've speaking from experience as a first selectman, I know we've tapped into it for many, many citizens, and that's just here in Kent, and they do it for all the towns. So that's 2 to 8 up at the ski jumps, and it's a great feed. My God, you get chowder and lobsters and corn and all kinds of stuff, and you can watch them cook it over seaweed and support a good cause.
All right. Final footnote. Hang on, we're running out of time.
Okay.
Embarrassingly, he said the two candidates for the GOP nomination for Senator Jerry Smith of Beacon Falls and Matthew Corey of Manchester.
Thank you.
That's okay. I'm embarrassed. I should know this.
Yeah, well, so, should have known that.
And at this point, we're looking for a wrap-up. So what's the final
analysis? Okay, just prepare August 1st. There's a housing dance at the White Hart put on to raise money for housing. That's, I believe, the Housing Trust is putting that on. So get your dancing shoes on and head over to the White Hart.
That's right. DJ spinning the tunes.
Mm-hmm. So busy stuff. And again.
Yeah. That's going to be a big weekend, I believe.
Yeah.
Because you've got library. I think.
Yeah, the library. We'll talk about that next week. That's
Historical
huge.
Society.
Yeah.
All
big
right.
Deal. All right. So, Ruth, as always, thank you. And we will hope that you polish up your dancing shoes.
Mm-hmm. Have a good week, folks.
This has been What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein of the Republican American on Robin Hood Radio.